You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on day six of the Listowel Festival. Just one more day to go on Saturday. And hopefully you are backing plenty of winners here this week. We're taking a look at an eight-race programme on this Friday, September the 15th. I'm Andy Holding, doing duty as per usual. And we've got four races for you on the flat and four races for you over jump. So quite a nice little spread for punters here this afternoon to get the tee stuck into. The main race comes in the shape of the Guinness Handicap at 3.50. Which is a mile and a half contest, bringing together several horses in good form at the moment. Lots of other decent races as well on the card. So let's get straight on with the action, and we'll take a look at the opener for two-year-olds. Now, the two-year-old races this week have been fairly weak, and they've largely been dominated by horses who've got previous experience, because basically what's been happening, they've been jumping out the stalls, getting into a good early position, gaining an advantage, and because the ground has been so heavy, all the other horses who haven't had a run have just haven't been able to get into the races at all. So the likelihood is that Highway to Heaven, having shown bright speed throughout on her debut, will be able to dictate matters here to her own tune. Although she just got touched off in the latter stages by Solertia from the Tracy Collins stable. It was still a decent effort by this filly by Paul Maher. And given that she's stoutly bred, one would imagine that this real severe test as well will be right up her street as it was the other day. There has been a bit of money this morning floating around for Lorette from the Willie McCreary stable, which you'd always respect. Willie's got a fantastic record with his two-year-old fillies over the years. You'd be foolish to totally disregard that, but as I said, I think experience and tactical knowledge is going to be absolutely key around here today. Once you get on that inside rail at Listowel, it is very, very difficult to peg them back. So around about 11 to 10 this morning, best price, Highway to Heaven, looks a good thing for favourite backers in the opener.
Race 2.
On to race number two then, which is the first of the handicaps today, coming up at 2.40. This one's over 7 furlongs. I'm going to concentrate on a couple of horses who have already got previous experience around this track early on in the week, most namely UCC, who was a winner for the podcast on Tuesday, and Gentle Jay, who ran quite a creditable race behind Knowing You on the same afternoon. Well, you see, your CC knows no introduction really for regular Irish followers, because this horse absolutely adores the testing conditions. And once again, when the ground was heavy here a few days ago, this horse came out much the best in what was quite a competitive and keenly run handicap. Once again, doing its best work in the latter stages. This horse clearly is right on top of his game at this current moment in time. And from potentially a nice each-way draw around the inside, I'll take Susan Finn's charge to go in again. As mentioned, I think Gentle Jay is slowly coming to the ball. This horse is a real mudlark and a money spinner for connections last year. But for one thing or another, she's just gone off the ball. I think mentally, more than anything else, she just isn't quite on her A game, because she was very slowly away at Loughs Common a couple of starts ago, suggesting that she's not really madly in love with the game at the moment. But given that they took the stalls away the other day here at Listowel, she was a much better proposition, despite being a little bit tardy away from the tape. She made up some nice headway in the latter stages, albeit she went round the inside on the swamp. And that run definitely represents her best run in most recent times. So definitely keep an eye on Gentle Jay. She is, like I say, coming back to the boil.
Race number three.
On to the 3.15, and again, which looks another competitive handicap. I'm quite surprised, actually, that Lord Erskine, given the way he won the other day down in Roscommon, is available back at 9-4 this morning. I have him in much, much shorter than that. I think he'll definitely uphold the form with Dara Tango, who's been all the rage in the market this morning. I don't really see how Tony Martin's charge is going to make up the thick end of 12 lengths on Harry Rogers' four-year-old, who was absolutely devastating the other day on that heavy ground. Pat Smullen, who rode on that occasion, he's on again this afternoon. And given that he's down in the closing stage, I actually think he's got more to offer today. And despite the handicap of putting him up £13, I don't think it's going to be enough to stop Lord Erskine from going in again.
Race 4.
on to the 350 then, and a horse that's been in good form over the jumps and on the flat throughout the summer period, has been all's quiet, and I'll take Adam because he's charged to go in again following a decent victory down in Roscommon the other day over hurdles, when he stared on very strongly in the latter stages to get the better of several fancied horses, including the in-form Rochdale House. That the ground was on the heavy side on that occasion, and he's already proven on the flat as well under such conditions as his form at Galway two starts ago suggests as well. He was a bit unlucky as well that day behind Magna Carta and a few other fancied horses. So while he's in good form and the ground's on the soft side, it makes sense to stick with All's Quiet, who comes here with excellent credentials in that 350.
Race 5.
On to the 420 then, and our first race over the larger obstacles. And it's quite a trappy one, actually, with only five runners go to post, because they've all got chances of sorts. I'd be really keen on Val de Ferbe if this race is on a right-handed track. His record going anti-clockwise is 5 wins from 16 runs, but his record going left-handed is not so good, 0 from 3. So even though he's in great form and he'll handle the ground, I've just had more reservations about him on this occasion. Hidden Cyclone, well, not really sure where we stand with this horse at the moment. We know he's been an admirable servant for Connections over the years, but he is 12 now, and those signs of decay are beginning to creep into his game. So it makes sense perhaps to go with Car Crew, albeit he is, double-figure age as well. But he absolutely adores this track, and if you run him over 2.5 miles around here, he's pretty dead. He's pretty deadly, and I'm almost sure that he's going to go off in front again, as he did two runs ago here on Sunday when he beat the Gate Checker and 3 stars in a very fast time. They obviously dipped their bread in the Kerry National of the day, but once again, his stamina gave way over 3 miles. He just doesn't stay that trip. But he did go well till three out until his petrol gauge flashed on empty. So with fitness assured, the track very much in his favour, and a front-running ride once again from Madonna Myler, I'd expect Car Crow certainly to outrun his odds around about 7-1 this morning in the 4:20.
Race number 6.
Right, on to my big betting race of the day, then, the 4:50. I'm really keen on a couple of horses here who ran in a very, very good mare's race on the first day of the meeting. The winner was Silver Planeur, and back in fifth was Gold Smoke. Now, Everett McNamara's charge going into that contest hadn't really shown, I must admit, a great deal, but given heavy ground and 2.5 miles test of stamina, clearly, she posted a fantastic speed figure. So much so that her overall time was much better than the Game Changer. Indeed, her last circuit was virtually identical to Gordon Elliott's 140 rated horse. So given that this horse only is rated 80, she's clearly run way beyond her current mark at the moment. And therefore, I do think she's a decent bet at double figure odds this morning. How this horse has stuck in at 16-1, I'll never ever know, because, you know, course and course winner, likely to stay further given how strong she was in the latter stages of the day. And I'd say the time figure of her race was really good. So every reason to expect a massive run from Silver Planeur. And although Gold Smoke got beat that day fair and square, to be fair, Cathal Landers took this mare all the way around the inside on the swamp, and I didn't think it did her any favours to be racing on the chewed up ground around the inner. So hopefully Cathal would have learnt from that today, and he'll give her a much more better ride and stick her on the outside rather than around the inside. But either way, she still ran quite well in that real good burn up the other day, and she has to be considered also at double figure odds. So two against the field there, the two horses out of that race of the day, Silver Planeur and Gold Smoke.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest then, and this looks turbojet bar accidents, one would imagine. This horse, having its first run for New Connections, ran an absolute blinder at the Galway Festival when last seen behind Manila Bow from the Willie Mullins stable, and certainly made that horse pull out all the stops and go all the way to the line. Back in fourth that day was a horse called Glen A. Gores from the Alan Fleming stable, and that horse has gone on to advertise the form with a victory at Tramore subsequently. So very solid credentials there for turbojet, who looks as though 2.5 miles and soft ground will really bring out the best in him today.
And the final race.
On to the final race then. Once again, we've got a William Unleash trained individual at the top of the market, and quite rightly so too, as well, as Coraliva really caught the eye first time out at Killarney in a bumper one, in the end by optical confusion. But Coralina was the one that really did create the biggest impression by finishing her race off very eye-catchingly in the latter stages, to only get done in the end by a neck. Hopefully, being by King's Theatre, she will handle these softer conditions, but she certainly looks a slayer and a grinder, and that's exactly what you're going to need here this afternoon. So Coraliva could be another winner for Willie Mullins here on in the final race at 5:50. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Once again, we'll be taking a look at Listowel's final day of the Harvest Festival, which begins at 1:40 tomorrow, and it's a jumps card all the way tomorrow, so hopefully you can tune in for that early doors on Saturday. Until then, it's goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.